95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious mind programming. Imagine if your subconscious mind is running many negative, disempowering, and self-sabotaging programs. How will that 95% of your life turn out to be? Would you like help to change your subconscious programming into something that works for you and set it to attract and create everything you desire? Join Tamara Oviatt in her show Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer here on OM Times, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming modality that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering, and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Tune in every week at Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer.
Hi everybody, welcome to this OM show with me, Femke van Kuik from Holland and Zara from Germany. And we invite you to this deeper conversation of how to receive the transformation power with sacred activations with ease. So very welcome. You're able to ask questions if you like. You can put them in the chat or raise your hands, and then we invite you to do that. So, Zara, could you please tell us more about who you are and what you do?
I am one of Tamara Oviatt's master teachers, and I have done sacred activations for 7.5 years now, so I have quite a bit of experience. And one of the things I've noticed was that when I started, these activations are super powerful and very high vibrational. And I thought, and I have talked to other teachers who told me the same, that, oh, we can do everything with energy. And it's not true. Because you need to really care well for your body, because the body has to process it all, the body has to integrate it all, the body has to hold this energy, and it's not used to it when you start. So what you need is also exercise. What you need is go out in nature, breathe deeply, have good food and nutrition and supplements, and support your body in whatever way you can, and especially move your body. That's what I found out that really helps integrate the energies and also prevent having problems later on when you use the activations for months and years, because you can burn yourself out if you don't do these things. That's what I would like everyone to know.
Yeah. And you talked about a few years ago when you followed the Lightworkers class and you fell asleep for 3 days.
Yeah, that was a different thing. There was a Lightworker in Berlin in the 1990s. Mm-hmm. And I went to his weekends, and after this weekend he worked with archangels, and the energy was like out of this world. And It felt like your whole body was becoming liquid, like you were melting. And then after that a seminar like that, like I slept for 3 days, but after that everything was like it was before, because the difference between these high energies and where I was at the time was too big. Mm-hmm. It just, the body couldn't integrate it, and also the mind couldn't integrate it. So that is another thing, but that was not sacred activations.
No, it was not sacred activation, but we talked about it because I, before sacred activations come on my life path, I used to follow other high frequency classes. And after all the classes I followed, I pressed down. I had very bad migraines and I couldn't receive the energy. Because I was so enthusiastic in the class and after class, but after 2 days, when the change came up in me, in my body, in my life, I couldn't receive it with ease. So I instantly shut down, and that was for me a reason to find out what is actually happening. So it's not only with sacred activation.
But that's right.
Yeah,
that's another thing that if you want to go up there and stay there, everything that is not like that will come up to be released. It will come up. And then if you look at it and say, oh, this should not be coming up, I don't want it, then you will get problems because it has to go. It has to be looked at. And yeah, you can love it. You can thank it for being there and you can deal with it. And then you can release it. And if you don't release it, and also it's also on the physical level, the detoxing is also super important.
Yeah.
So you need to release everything that is not this high vibration. And if you're not willing to do that, you will go back down. And then you get this roller coaster thing.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a long question.
Well, what most people are not aware of is that the most ascension processes is included in your body. So the most processes are for your body to let the dense energy let go. So stuff comes up after following classes. Stuff comes up when you receive high vibrational energy, and especially stuff comes up when you receive sacred activation. And that is why I love working with sacred activation, because you're able to create deep, profound changes. But when you don't know that stuff comes up and don't know that the stuff that comes up is already dissolving, is already shifting, then, and you stick it together and you say, this is mine, and this is my thought, and this is my feeling, and this is worse, and it's not going okay with me, then you put all the energy back. So let's look at.
That's an important question, yeah. So maybe let's read the question for the people who will listen to the replay later. She says, I'm doing SAs for 3 years and have level one since October last year. Oh no, I go outside in nature every day. We dance, we eat healthy food, but I'm still so tired and I'm kind of brain fog every day. Is that because my body can't handle all this energy? I want to do level two in June. Will it get better by then?
I had, and today we're going to run the Christ consciousness. I had very good experience with receiving a Christ consciousness and brain fog. So when we do the energy after the break, you can focus on the brain fog with the Christ consciousness. I had severe brain fog. I put the energy on, and after a small walk, my brain fog was gone. So,
but also, maybe your body also needs to detox. So food is one half of it, but the detox is the other half, that maybe you have stuff in your cells that you need to flush out. So get on Google and see what you can find for detox products and stuff. So that stuff that brings all the stuff out of your body that is not serving you. And that can sometimes also cause brain fog if you have too much of stuff stored in your body. Okay. So, talk to angels is saying it doesn't happen for me personally. Does telling people that they will have a healing crisis and detox put the idea in their head? You can tell them that it's possible that they could have it, so they will not be surprised when it happens, because if you don't tell them that it can happen and then it happens, then they might become fearful. And you don't want that. You want them to know that this is all okay and it's a normal part of the process. Femke, what do you...
Well, people always get out of the information what they want to get out of the information. Some people are scared. Some people are hyper aware of the things you said, and they're hyper attuned, and that's where the polar opposite sacred activation is very good for. They always look for the negative information. But it's when you follow high frequency classes, the level one class, the master practitioner class, the medical intuitive class, those are very big classes. And in those classes, your changes come up. And if you don't know that it's possible that things can come up, people get overwhelmed, get stressed, they're going to judge themselves, and they're going to shut them down. And that is some aftercare that I missed when I followed other high vibrational classes. So that's why when I teach my students, I always teach them, even today, when we talked about oracle cards, I even told you received high vibrational energy when things come up. Please watch that webinar. I've created that for you so you get more ease with changes that come up. For some people, sometimes you have to think, a lot of people are used to numb them. They're used to numb their feelings and they're used to distract themselves, and they follow the gut, of they receive the gut energy, and in a minute everything open up. And they think, oh my God, what's going to happen? And how am I going to stuff myself up? And they get afraid and they get overwhelmed. And they say, well,
exactly,
sacred activations is not for me. So it's very important to tell people what can occur. And especially the numbing, that was one thing I was used to. I was used to numb my spiritual gifts. I was used to numb my sensitivity. I'm hyper aware, so I used to numb myself. So that's why I couldn't receive the big energies. That is one part of one. I would say, please tell your clients. And the aftercare is also very important, so you can support them. And the magnesium, I take a lot of magnesium. I always ask my body, how many magnesium do you need? Do you prefer to take in? And that is also very good for the brain flow. So you can try that.
Exactly. I have had people, like clients, who were using the recordings, but they were like, although I said, don't do too much, they were overdoing it. And then after that, they felt they dissociated because the stuff that was coming up was too much for them. Mm-hmm. And then they said, well, this modality is not good. There's something wrong with it. So it's really good to tell people not to overdo it in the beginning. And also, this stuff will come up and that it's normal, so that they expect it. And if it doesn't come up, even better, right? But so just so that they don't get afraid.
Lisa asked how I stopped numbing. Yeah, very good question. First, when I found out the awareness that I numb, and I always used to put my feelings under pressure. So I was never happy, right? I was always, but when you numb your feelings, numb your emotions, or numb your thoughts, you numb also the good things. So when I found out that I numb, even the awareness opened it up. And then I asked some questions, where did it came from? And then I became aware that it was a technique for me to survive, because I'm very aware, and I was always very sensitive. I'm very excellent room reader. And that what also was happening when I followed high frequency classes, it's like how I experienced it, it is like when you have a pot and a lid, like the lid was gone and there I was all open. So that experience taught me how to find out how to empower myself with my sensitivity, and not to numb it, but use it as a gift. So it gave me that experience and gave me that knowledge. And that is something I taught to my students, how to empower your gifts and how to not numb your feelings. And it's I'm still processing that. It's an evolving mastery. And every year I get new awarenesses, new insights, and how to feel. And moving with the body, it is the most easy way to process the information. And there are examples what I love. And now I have two puppy dogs, and you see them do it actually when they fight or something, or they play, or something is happening, they do they shake their body, and how they shake their body, they're releasing all the energy. So maybe I have to release all the energy to my shaking. But that is what the movement in the body, it will create that all the energy is loosened up. And that is one of the other big insights. When you receive high frequency, like the sacred activations, what occurs is big energy movements, and it is energy. What most people do, they stick the energy, they're going to label the energy, they say this is wrong, and that's where everything gets dense. So when you receive a healing, the energy is moving, and when you become aware of the thought, or I can't come up with the words, the pattern, the awareness is something for you to use to open up the gift, and not to judge yourself for creating with that pattern. We also talked about, Sarah, in our preparation of the class, about said that excellent, that some people say, I only want that part of the chain. Do you remember the part?
Oh yeah. That's like a pet peeve of mine, that but maybe I did it myself, so who am I to judge, right? People, when they start doing energy work, then they want this thing gone, but everything else to stay the same. So that's the thing that is disturbing them. They want it gone, and they think that the energy will delete it, basically, and they can then go on like they have been doing. But when you change everything. So, and you have to be expecting that. So yeah, there's another question. Oh, Leonard.
Yeah.
Has a list. Okay. So that was not a question. But yeah, it's just so you know that your whole life is going to change. Your whole life is going to evolve and go to another level, and you have to level up. You have to come to the new new abilities, and if there are things that you don't like to do, you have to learn how to do them, right? So your life will be asking things of you if you want that gone, because it is just a symptom of all the stuff that you are rejecting, right? Then, Femke?
Yeah, well, sometimes you have to get truly honest. What kind of change do you desire, and how are you minimizing or limiting the change? Because the change that will occur, and sometimes you need to step up, make other choices, and go to the don't do the same thing again. You need to change your behavior, you need to change the pattern, and you do that to do something different. And that is what the energy also moves. It brings you new ideas, it brings you new insights. But when you numb that down, when you close that down, it's like inside, it started a kind of pressure cooker, and that is so inconvenient.
Yeah,
so I have
exactly. And then you will be like, if you put the energy on and then you avoid, then it's like you have one foot on the gas and the other on the brake. And that will really burn out your system if you do that. So you really have to go with the challenges that will also come. Like maybe you have to do things that you're afraid of, right? That you have always been avoiding. So now you have to confront them face on and say, okay, I'm afraid of this. So I was totally afraid of doing this session, right? I've been avoiding it for years.
Yeah.
So, but to get to the next level, I have to do it, right?
Yeah. And for me also, to do it in English, it is very out of my comfort zone. So, but when you won't face your fears, they won't disappear. And you won't find out that you can do it. Even when the words won't come, you will find your way to tell the story you would like to tell. There was another part that came as an awareness, and now it's gone. I have a tip for the change. Like, sometimes we want to create a change with our mind, with our head, and it is always the limited possible version. So when you sense I'm in deep change, please communicate with the universe, with God, with Creator, and ask Creator for guidance. Please show me how this change must occur. How can I, what steps should I take? And to integrate this with ease and with grace, what are the easy steps? And when you open up for those questions, you talk with Creator, ask for guidance, ask for wisdom, those energy will come to you. And when you, your mind will always say yes or no, or good or bad. And that is the polarity thinking. It will only bring more judgment, more criticism of you. So ask God, Creator, I sense there is a transformation. And what is the transformation? How can I create it with ease and with joy? So please give me the insights. And then you wait for the awareness for you to appear. And most of the time, the transformation, when you say yes and create it and let it occur, and when you be the change, afterwards, there is a relief. Afterwards, there is the freedom. And afterwards, you can observe, right? And that is also a very good one. When you're in your head, you're not the observer of your life. You're creating with the limitation. You're not the observer. So sometimes step back. Sometimes really walk away from the situation. So far, you can't feel the energy, the dense energy. And from that place, ask, observe, and invite Creator to show you what you can choose. Awesome. Um, How did you stop numbing yourself and manage your feelings?
Yeah. You answered that, right?
Well, there's another part. For me, I am a feeler. My body is very good at registering emotions. And for me, give myself permission to feel and not judge what I feel, and learn my body more. So learn to how to move my body in the energies. But the most important thing is stop judging, because so many people need to dance, need to move, need to work with the body in order to receive greater energy. So it's opening up for new perspective, but don't judge it, because then it becomes dance and you. For me, what Kari asked, it's not clear for me, so maybe.
Yeah, it wasn't clear for me either, but I think what she is saying is that you shouldn't do only clearing, but also like bring in the positive energies also, not just clearing the old stuff. That's how I understood it.
Yeah, and now I have a remembrance from our talk before, because she said something very nice. She said, I also would like to focus on who the person who I want to become. So maybe you can talk about that a little bit before we go.
We have 2 minutes. So we need to do a break for the commercials afterwards. So it's really simple. Like when you want to create anything, it's better you focus on what you want to create than what you don't want, because then you will get more of that. That's basically I think everybody knows that by now, right? But many people still say, oh, I don't want this, I don't want this, and then they create more and more of what they don't want. But yeah, with activations also, you can ask yourself, what do I want to create? What do I want to see there? What do I, how do I want things to be? But then also not have too rigid ideas of how it's supposed to happen and how it should be and every detail, because it might come in totally unexpected form. And also it might even be more awesome than anything you could have dreamed up. Right? So just let the universe do, and you focus on the feeling you want to have. And then, of course, your old stuff will come up and it will go out. And that's basically how I do this. An overview of this very important information be made available for everyone. There will be the replay in the on times. Is that what you mean? We are recording the session, and it will then be.
Maybe it's possible for me to create, so a little handout, maybe. Is that what you mean? And there is another question we can maybe.
Tamara is saying we need to go to break. Okay, so we have like a 2 hour, 2 hour now, 2 minute, 2 minute break. And after that, we will be back. Thank you.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, OM Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an OM Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OM Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OM Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OM Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life, money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Yay, welcome back with a deeper in a conversation about how to receive the power of change that sacred activation open up for you. We have one question left and then we're going to run some sacred activation. So there was a question. What if you don't see change and you give yourself an answer? Because when you want change to see, that's the only viewpoint. So when you want to see change, that's the only viewpoint you can see it. So change occurs in so many ways. Change occurs in, sometimes you think, for creating change in your relationship, sometimes it helps to create transformation in your body so that you can feel good about yourself and have more self-confidence. And do you understand what I mean? So change is occurring, and how you perceive change is with all your paranormal gifts. So when you see it, you will minimize the way you perceive it.
But also, some changes take longer. True. Like, that's what you said when we talked about it, Femke, that some things take years.
Sometimes, yes.
some processes can take years.
Yeah.
And so it's also good to not get frustrated if it doesn't show up immediately, right? So, because there is also always some work involved until the change can be like manifested. And also, there was something else I wanted to say. What was it? Exactly. That's it. Yeah, you need to celebrate the small changes. Like, when you see that you can do something more easily that was difficult for you, go and celebrate and say, yeah, I can do it, because that shows your body and your whole system that something is happening, right? Don't go and say, oh, that is too small, right? Like judging it.
No.
Celebrate every little change that you see. And then they can get bigger, and your whole system, your body, your consciousness is getting the message. But if you're minimizing it, then you're basically saying to yourself, this is not enough.
Yeah, true.
And then you have an experience of it not being enough. And then that you get frustrated, right? So yeah, that would be what I recommend.
Yeah, and I really want to tell you also, I followed many sacred activation classes, and so many things change without doing the deep work. But it's always the deep work, the hidden stuff that we find difficult, we put our attention to. And it's like similar, you say, when you're not aware of the small changes and the changes that already occurred, you will always, you will also block the bigger changes. And for the bigger changes, sometimes people are too, I need one solution. I need one answer. I need one insight. But sometimes when you create something for a disease, sometimes there are 50 key points for you to find out 50 choices why you created it. So we didn't find the answer, didn't find the relief. Always open up for more and ask creator, what else do I need to see? Do I need to receive? What else? What else is possible for me here to open up? So never, never, never give up. And please be aware of all the changes that already occur. And this is very important. So it's very nice that you brought it also. Awesome. We're going to do some sacred activations. And we have a very
I just want to add one little thing, which is always important, and that is just love yourself. Just love yourself, love your body, love the whole process, and it will be easier than if you go like into lots of resistance and judgment and stuff. So yeah, that's what I would recommend.
Very good, very good. So we're going to give you some sacred activation. We will first, I will going to start, and maybe it's a good idea of all the energy that came up. Some of you ask questions about numbing. I'm going to do the overwhelm sacred activation and defragmentation. We're going to do also the river of souls, and those three activations especially are very important for empaths, sensitive people who easily get distracted or overwhelmed by all the energies that are occurring. So when I'm going to start the energy, please focus on what your process is, how you receive the change. And maybe you can put a little intention in it, what you more like to create, like we talked about. So what version of you would you like to activate? Because that's also what the sacred activations do for you. They open up your blueprint, what's actually possible for you. So what do you want to let go of, and how do you get overwhelmed? And the river of souls is very helpful for empathic people who are easily caught up in all the energy. So it will rinse, it will move all the energies out. And I will also run the defragmentation laser focus. It is one of the favorite activations that I really, really love, because it will help you come back to you. You want to say something there?
Yeah, I wanted to, because I know Catherine who channeled the River of Souls, and she said it was like a baptism, like being like bathed in this river, and it's like washing yourself clean. And so if you feel there's lots of stuff swirling around in your energy, you can run that. And it's really helpful.
Yeah, it is. It's very helpful. And also the defragmentation laser focus. You can use it for multiple purposes. So when there are a lot of emotions, receive it. And you can also go back to this radio show and do this set, because we created this set because Sarah said, yeah, you better, you can tell them, not me. Do you remember?
No, what? Sorry.
No, you said in the beginning of your sacred activation, you ran Mother Earth, Fruit of Life, Universal Life Grid for a preparation for a day.
Oh, yeah. That's something that I learned somewhere else, not with Tamra, because with Tamra, you always get all these activations, but you don't really have a structure. And I was in another class where she had this, she had other things that she runs in the morning to prepare for the day. And there is ground connecting to earth, connecting to source. Connecting to your own essence. And so I thought we could do that with sacred activations too, and just run in the morning like Mother Earth, Fruit of Life, River of Souls, and Universal Life Grid to be also protected when you go out in your day. So you have like a cleansing and a clearing, and your life grid around you, and you will be clearer going through your day than if you don't do it, right? Exactly.
Cool. The last question, then we're going to run the energy. I find it difficult to set an intention, don't know to put it in a phrase. Well, when you can't give words, ask for the energy. So ask God, creator, or your own soul, what change can I get out of it? And with that question, it's also an intention, you invite the energies, and God knows what's best for you. Mm-hmm. God knows what's God knows what's best for you. So,
but maybe you can write or share with us what you find difficult, because I don't really understand it. An intention is just saying what you want to have as your end result. So that should, and if you don't know what it is, then you can set an intention for clarity.
That's a good one. Yeah, sometimes people don't know what their desires are, and they block when they ask for their desires to come up.
Yeah, and then you can set an intention that you want to get clear, to know what you actually want to create in your life. And then also look for the little ideas, the little nudges, the little messages from the universe, from your guides, that come as an answer that you get for that intention, for clarity, and then you will get your answers. You may find a book, or you may suddenly have an idea, and then just write it down and say, "Hey, I got it."
Cool. Shall we start with the secret activations?
Yes, I think we can start.
Awesome. So, if everybody is ready, please close your eyes. Make you sit comfortable. And please connect with the energy of Mother Earth. And all the thoughts, emotions, everything that came up listening to this show, you can bring it in the energy and it will be cleared for you. So how do you get overwhelmed with emotions, with energy? overwhelmed by the thoughts or the feeling. I'm going to add in the defragmentation laser focus. And if you're aware of the energy, you can watch how all fragments of you, some people have the capacity to fragment their energy or their emotions, to fragment themselves. And all these parts come back. Sometimes you do this to check if you're safe. This sacred activation will give you so much clarity, so much more focus. Now I'm going to add in the river of soul. Now you receive the Christ consciousness. Sarah, you can do the next one.
Okay. This is the Mother Earth activation. And it connects you to the Earth and nature and all of the nature beings also, who are now becoming more active, like the devas and the fairies. And it will also help you to ground yourself more. And I'm stacking in the Fruit of Life, which clears out your chakras, and it will automatically go to the chakras that need it most for everyone in this group. And while these two continue to run, I am starting Newton's law which will help you understand that everything is energy and light, that matter is not as solid as we think of it. And you can go down into your cellular level and see that everything is light. And we have like 2 minutes left, so I'll run the live script for you for 1 minute and then we'll close. So you can bring your energy back down into the heart of Mother Earth and let the earth energy run through every single cell of your body. And come back when you are ready.
So everybody back. I love the energy. Please ground yourself. And we're going to say goodbye from the Netherlands and Germany. So thank you very much for the questions, for listening, and enjoy to create the changes that is possible with the sacred education.
Yeah. And if you have questions, I think this session will come up on Facebook in a week, so you can ask questions also there in the comments, and we will try to reply as best we can.
Yeah. Thank you. And if you're in the Sacred Activation group, we will share there the information.
Exactly.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much, everybody.
Have a wonderful rest of your day. Enjoy.